whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Alex, it really didn't seem like you guys were playing a bad third period. It seemed like everything was going okay, and they just hemmed you in for one shift and wound up tying it. But overall, you guys persevered through it. That had to feel good.
Yeah, no. Obviously, I mean, he whacked it out of midair. I thought we were even in good position there. It was just a lucky bounce on their part. I thought we played a really strong full 60 minutes, honestly. Especially coming back from out west, it can be tough to get your legs, and tough travel day yesterday, getting home at 5:30 in the afternoon, and having a quick turnaround there. So I thought everyone came in and worked really hard, and I thought we played a really responsible game tonight. We weren't turning pucks over, and we were playing winning hockey, which is nice to see.
When you come down on a shootout like that, do you know when you hit center ice what you're going to do, or are you going to wait to see what the goaltender does before you make your final decision?
I think it depends a little bit of both. You want to see how aggressive or not aggressive they are, but I don't like to divulge any information that'll help the goalies either. So obviously, you have something in the back of your mind. I think everyone does. But you're hoping to look at the goalie just in case they fall too, because that could happen.
Alex, do you know when you come into a game, it's been such a bizarre half a season. Do you know what kind of team you are, what kind of game you're going to play from night to night? Because you guys have been in almost everything. You've been playing from in front for so many of these games. Do you just even know what you're going to get from yourselves some nights?
We know the goal. We know how to do it. It hasn't happened every single night. We've been able to find wins when we weren't doing it. We've lost when we were playing the right way, too. So a lot of games have been really close that have gone both ways, obviously, have gone against us recently, especially during the 13-game span. But I think the work ethic that our group has shown in the past 2-3 weeks, I think, has been a lot better. I think the commitment to playing the right way, to better D-zone, to blocking shots, to making, to sacrificing for one another, I think has been a lot better. Hasn't been perfect by any means. It needs to be better. Continue to get better. We'll use this as a stepping stone. We'll be better tomorrow, and I will day off tomorrow. In a couple of days, we'll have a practice. We'll work on something that we didn't do well tonight or haven't done well the past week, and then we'll move on and go after and try to get a win against Ottawa.
How did you reset so quickly after that, the Colorado and Vegas games? It's a tough. It is a tough turnaround, like you touched on. But for you guys to come out score first, and you guys kept taking leads. You played your game tonight.
Yeah. No. I thought it was good. Honestly, I think part of it was just we weren't overthinking. We didn't have to. We just had a morning skate. We skated, trying to get feeling as good as you could with the flight yesterday, and just come in and work hard. I thought Oopie made some big saves when he needed to. I thought we were playing together. I thought we were playing as this 5-6 man unit out there, and it showed, honestly, and it's why we got the win tonight. I thought we could have even gotten the regulation. Obviously, the bad bounce, and we missed a couple opportunities late too.
What did you think about JJ's game?
I thought he was good. I thought he was moving his feet. He was possessing the puck. He was making some really good plays. I thought he played a really good game. It was really good to play with him tonight, and I thought our chemistry was really good, and we had some open looks, and we're going to continue to try to build off that.
What have you thought of your own game recently, the past few weeks? You had a hat trick, but I know you do things when you aren't on the score sheet. Just what have you thought of your own game, I guess?
I think I've been pretty good defensively, and I think offensively, other than the Chicago game, I've been a little bit lost in my own game there. I think tonight I was a little bit more direct. I was causing some turnovers. I was on top of their guys, not giving them any breathing room, and that's when I'm at my best. And in the past, I think I've been maybe too focused on one thing or another and not just focused on going out and playing and feeling and playing the game that I know I can play. And it's been a little inconsistent as of late. It's not good enough. It's not good enough for this group, and I'm going to try to be better. I'm going to try to roll this one over into Ottawa and have a good game against Ottawa, too.
You mentioned you feel like the work ethic has been better the last couple of weeks. How much have you tried to kind of lead by example in that way and just kind of, start with yourself and hope other guys follow?
I think that's something I try to do each and every day. When I step on the ice, I try to outwork the opponent as much as I can. Like I said, it hasn't been consistent enough, but I think the effort's been there, and like you said, trying to lead by example. I think that's the way I lead best. I'm an okay speaker, but I'm not one that go up and motivate an entire group. I'm more lead by example, and that's what I try to do.